Two McLean County board races are still too close to call, but the Democrat who challenged the board's chair concedes.
Obviously, I'm disappointed that we did not get the result that we wanted, but I am incredibly proud of the campaign that we ran.
That's Rachel Lund. I'm Dina Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Friday, November 6th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now, let's lead off with where the race stands in two contested McLean County board races. As Eric Stock reports, it will be 2 weeks until the outcome is known.
Republican incumbent Jacob Beard leads Democratic challenger Val Lehman by 11 votes. Bloomington Election Commission Executive Director Tim Mitchell says provisional ballots and mail-in ballots returned after Election Day will be counted during a vote canvassing on November 17th. He says it's hard to predict how many of the 1,700 outstanding mail-in ballots will come in.
Probably not a ton. The difference this time is there's potential because there is the 1,700 that are up there as opposed to, you know, the primary where there was 200 potential.
Another county board candidate says she won't concede until all the votes are counted. Democrat Jackie Gunderson trails Republican incumbent Susan Schaefer by a little more than 500 votes.
Without any details from the Bloomington Election Commission about where those ballots might fall in the district, it's really hard to know what they might look like. And so that's where those question marks are still. For my campaign and my team, we've decided that there's not enough information for us to make a decision at this time.
Schaefer declined to comment. Mitchell says the office has received 47 mail-in ballots since the election and has 13 provisional ballots. And Democratic candidate Rachel Lund has conceded in her race against McLean County Board Chairman John McIntyre after learning the number of outstanding ballots in their District 5 race were fewer than the 547 vote margin.
Obviously, I'm disappointed that we did not get the result that we wanted, but I am incredibly proud of the campaign that we ran. We gave it everything that we had.
The Bloomington Election Commission's Tim Mitchell says the candidate may request a sample recount if their vote count is within 95% of the winner's total. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. A McLean County woman in her 30s is the latest person to die from COVID-related complications. Our testing positivity rate rose to 7.1%, higher than the national average. Governor J.B. Pritzker is warning that his administration is considering more coronavirus restrictions, including statewide. His cautions came as Illinois hit 10,000 deaths from the virus. And Christopher Harrison of Normal was sentenced to 31 years in prison for murder related to a drug-related dispute that ended in a hail of bullets and deaths of two young men. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. According to the USDA, the Illinois harvest is about 615 million bushels of corn, up 16% from last year. Student reporter Katrina Peterson talks with Central Illinois farmer and president of the McLean County Farm Bureau, Mark Hines, about crop production, climate, and pricing. Hines says the harvest quality is mixed around the state.
Corn yields have been pretty variable, but for the most part, maybe they're slightly above most people's five-year average, but definitely below what we've seen the past 3 to 4 years. I think for a lot of people initially it started out in the spring where we had cool conditions and very wet conditions, and we didn't get the plant stands, which is basically the number of plants that we planted. They didn't all come up like we're typically accustomed to. So you had less plants out there to produce to begin with. Late in the summer, we did have some, you know, we probably went 4 to 6 weeks in a lot of areas without very much appreciable rain. And that definitely added to the damage late in the year.
And is it different for soy? And what are the yields looking like for soy?
So, you know, a lot of areas in the county, I think we don't have We're not seeing really outstanding yields, but they've seen pretty good yields. So it's maybe a little bit better situation for a lot of people than corn. But there are areas, too, that I think struggled that are having below average yields. But for the most part, I think it was a pretty good soybean crop.
How are prices, and will farmers store more, sell more? Are there kind of variables that go into that?
Prices are better than probably what we expected initially, or at least going through the summer. A lot of the crop was probably sold at harvest time. I think storage is a less popular option this year than what we've seen in the past. So at least from that aspect, we've seen things appreciate. And a lot of that had to do with an increase in China demand for export.
When will farmers kind of start selling the harvest?
Oh, I think that's already happened. You actually have the year, basically the year prior to the crop and the year after to sell it. But I think a lot of the crop this year was sold when it went to the elevator. So basically it was sold off the combine.
Will farmers wait to see how this election turns out to kind of make marketing moves?
I don't believe so. I think with the appreciation we've seen on prices over the past 45 days, I think a lot of it's been sold. So there'll be some storing hoping for higher prices, but I think that's a less popular option than what it's been in the past few years.
How will the election kind of impact sales and decisions?
You know, personally, I don't believe it'll have a lot to do with sales. You know, we never know what's going to happen or how things are going to change after the election. But at least at this point, you know, prices are good from what we've been seeing for the past 3-4 years. So there's been a lot of sales that have been made.
What would, I guess, Illinois farmers be selling corn bushels at this year?
A lot of corn was sold, at least during harvest, we were able to sell corn around $3.70 to $4 cash, which is something we haven't seen for a while.
McLean County Farm Bureau President Mark Hines spoke with student reporter Katrina Peterson. Before we let you go, electronics recycling drop-off is available for any McLean County resident tomorrow from 8 to noon at the Town of Normal's public works site on Wariner Street. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.